Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Sam, and let me tell you that we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. So, can you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
30 to 49.
So much. Can I know what's your gender, please?
Male.
Thank you so much. And, sir, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So here's the first question. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Rarely.
Rarely, okay. How often do you think most teens in your community or school district use cannabis in any form, joint or weed, or concentrate in any form such as hash or hash oil?
Rarely.
Rarely. Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. We'll just say maybe once a week, twice a month, once a month.
Oh, once a week, yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substances used in your community. Please tell me if you either strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one of the statements. If you don't agree or disagree, you can also let me know. And for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess as well. So the questions may sound a little bit repetitive, like the statements, because they are related to what you think, what adults think, what parents think, and what people in your community. So here's the first statement. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. So would you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Neutral.
Neutral, thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using or vaping or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use vape or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing to for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. We are halfway with the statements right now. I appreciate your time here and patience. We're almost done, all right?
All right.
So my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
And most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Now, the next questions are going to ask you questions about how you use the following substances, which all are legal to adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess as well. So how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Once a week.
Thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor?
Never.
Never. Thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. And just a few more questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
Repeat the question.
No problem. So far in this school year, how many times have you seen or heard a message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I've never seen such a message.
Okay, got you. Now, how would you describe yourself? Are you American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, White or other?
White.
Thank you. And the last question, as a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total of donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. So we have three options. You can tell me one, two, or three, which is Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, and Blooming Prairie Backpack Program. So which one would you like?
Number two, the BP Recreation Association.
All right. Gotcha, sir. Well, like I said, that was actually the last question, so I really appreciate your time here, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and again, Happy New Year.
Thank you. I have a question for you, actually.
Tell me, sir.
Where are you based out of? Where are you calling from? I knew the story was happening, but I don't even know where the survey is coming from.
Well, the offices are actually located in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The school district sent the paperwork out that it was happening, but you're calling from Miami. Okay.
Yeah.
It had 651 numbers. I was just curious. If you're calling from the Twin
Yeah. Cities. It's like the system sends like that, the numbers.
Your computer had a local number for me to answer so that I wouldn't ignore a Miami phone number. All right.
Sounds great, sir. I appreciate your time again. Have a wonderful one.
You too.
Bye-bye.